As Governor Mike Dunleavy allows some businesses to begin reopening, restaurant owners in the Upper Lynn Canal remain wary about dine-in service. And the Skagway Borough decides to suspend its shelter-in-place mandate. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. The Dunleavy administration is giving some Alaska eateries the green light to reopen amid the COVID-19 pandemic. But as KHNS's Claire Strempel reports, some Upper Lynn Canal restaurant owners say they're sticking with takeout for now.
It won't be business as usual for the restaurants that choose to open up this week. State health authorities say dining rooms must operate at a quarter of capacity and keep 10 feet between tables. That's among other restrictions, which will be enforceable by up to $1,000 in fines for violations. The relaxed restrictions begin Friday morning, but local restaurateurs say they're going with a wait-and-see approach before reopening their establishments to diners.
I'm really conflicted, but my gut instinct is like, it feels really dumb to do.
That's Haynes Pizzeria owner Cambria Goodwin. She's been offering slices and pies to go out of her downtown restaurant for several weeks now. But she said inviting diners back inside seems risky from a health perspective and untenable from an economic one.
There's a reason we have this many tables, and it's because you need to have this many turns and this many seats filled a night for anything to pencil out. And at 25% in an already hurting, kind of scary situation, it just doesn't seem to pencil out and be worth it.
Other restaurants are also staying closed to diners. The Haynes Borough had not released any guidance for businesses by Thursday afternoon and did not respond to requests for comment. The Skagway Borough will allow the openings, but restaurateurs in town say they're not ready yet.
Even though we're hurting financially, we still think that it's too soon to open up, and we're just going to kind of wait and see what happens for the safety of all.
Jeffrey Hitt owns a Thai restaurant in Skagway and said her restaurant will continue to offer delivery and curbside pickup. Several other local eateries are taking the same approach. A cafe owned by Tobias Parsons is among them.
We kind of want to see what's going on with it in other communities and just make sure that we can offer something that's safe.
Parsons said he might start taking reservations, but later. Now he feels it's too soon to tell. Reporting in Haynes, I'm Claire Strempel.
The Skagway Borough is lifting its shelter-in-place restrictions to fall in line with the state's reopening plan. But Borough Manager Brad Ryan said the municipality still has slightly stricter quarantine rules than the state does.
The one thing that we're still going beyond the state on is the self-isolation for 14 days if you come to Skagway.
That's whether you're coming from outside or inside the state. He said people should be able to access the businesses that are reopening without violating local mandates, but the municipality is not opening up places that may draw crowds, like playgrounds. Ryan said the borough decided to lift the shelter-in-place restriction so the messaging would be consistent with the state's decision. But that doesn't mean an end to social distancing and hygiene precautions.
It's always been a little bit challenging to explain the difference. And for us, mostly shelter-in-place has been stay home when you can, don't go out unless you really need to. It's never been, enforcement, it's always been voluntary.
Ryan said he himself will be staying at home unless he has to leave the house to buy a pack raft, for increased social distancing, of course. An initial $5 million in federal stimulus funding will go to the state ferry system. That's according to a Thursday statement from the State Department of Transportation. The money will be for extra cleaning measures, personal protection equipment, and wages for Alaska Marine Highway System employees out of work due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the agency says. Alaska received a total of $29 million for rural transit from the Federal Transportation Administration through the CARES Act. DOT says other eligible services include city bus systems outside of Anchorage and Fairbanks and paratransit vans for the disabled and seniors. DOT says the $5 million will be part of the first phase of grants with subsequent funding dependent on, quote, actual need. more than 60% of Alaskans who have been diagnosed with COVID-19 have recovered. But the state's data shows that recovering from the virus can take anywhere from one day to more than a month. The state's chief medical officer, Dr. Ann Zink, said there are a couple of explanations for the wide range of times that it takes to get over the virus. One is when a person gets tested.
Sometimes we see people at the end of their disease or they've been sick for a while, and that's when they get tested. And so that's what you see in the data by, you know, someone may be diagnosed one day and then, you know, 5 days, 6 days later, they're cleared.
Another reason recovery times are so different is that there are two different ways that doctors in Alaska decide that someone has officially recovered. During a statewide press conference on Wednesday, Zink said there's a clinical way and a test-based way. To be clinically declared disease-free, a patient has to be a week from their onset date. That onset date is not necessarily the same as the day a person tests positive for the virus. It's the date the state determines is when they most likely got sick with the virus. So 1 week from the onset date and then 72 hours without symptoms.
And so if you have both of those criteria, then you meet clinical criteria to be considered clear and recovered.
But you can also be declared COVID-19 free through testing. Zink said that takes two separate nasal swabs or tests to see if someone still has the virus.
Then if someone has cleared twice with two negatives that are split 24 hours apart, that's another way to clear someone.
So technically, someone can test positive for the virus, then test negative twice in a day and be cleared rapidly. On average, it has taken Alaskans about 2 weeks to recover from COVID-19. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.
That's a grievous reason.